Once again, we asked if you would just pray for us. Need the Lord. Can't do nothing without Him, and we realize that today. I've really considered, I just prayed about how to go about this, and which lessons often I'll mark I use my Bible marker, the ribbon, the mark where I'm going to read from, and then put a little marker Sister Sheila gave me when Danny passed away for where I'm going to read my text. And often I find myself reading my text for my reading lesson and my ribbon for my text. I just want to follow the Lord. And but our thoughts are the sure mercies of David. And I'd never had looked at that before. And I don't know if I've ever, I don't understand it all. I can tell you that right now. It's a lot bigger than I ever dreamed it would be. But I want to read from the 89th division of the Psalms for a reading lesson. And then we're going to go over in Acts 13 and where Paul done a little speaking, and we'll read it there. How I got started on this is the Lord had laid on my heart about mercy, and I was thinking about the 23rd division of the Psalms and 6th verse where David said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And then I begin to think about mercy and the promises to David that mercy would follow him. And I think about how merciful God has been to me in my life. When I was younger, and before we read, I do want to talk about that. When I was younger, us boys would wrestle and all kinds of, Sheila and them aggravate me all the time about how I say wrestle. But we would do stuff like that, and somebody would get you in a hold, and you couldn't get out of it. You would finally just have to say mercy. Sometimes we'd say uncle, but often we'd say mercy. We'd be in a spot that there was nothing we could do. And I mean, you'd be a hurting. And you seen you wasn't going to be able to get out of that, and you'd say mercy. And when you would ask for mercy, they were supposed to let you go. And but I want you to realize God is merciful. And then there's been so many times in my life that He's followed me, and goodness and mercy have followed me through my life. And these promises just wasn't to David, but they was also to me and you. And I'm so thankful that there's so many times when I'm in pain and I'm in a bind and I don't see no hope, that I just say mercy. And the promise that was gave to David that it extended on to me, He gives relief. So that being said, we want to read out of the 89th division of the Psalm. "Then thou speakest in a vision to the Holy One and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant, with a holy oil and have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established and my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall exact him upon him, nor the son of the wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that they hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. And I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. And he shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will make to endure forever, and his throne and his days of heaven. If his children forsake the law and walk not in the judgments, if they break the statutes and keep not the commandments, then will I visit their transgressions and with a rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. And the mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to from the 19th verse to the 36th verse of the 89th division of the Psalms. And then that 28th verse, he said, my mercy will I keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. And he said in the 36th verse, his seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. And we find where he paid the promise to Abraham and Isaac about the seed. And we find also that throne promise was made to David about his seed. And we find that he said he would visit the transgressions of his children. But what I want to try to do today is tie the thought of mercy with David. And we're going to go over here and take Acts 13. The Apostle Paul was preaching to the church, which was at Antioch. It wasn't the church that he belonged to as a member, but it was to Antioch. And this was a different Antioch that he was preaching to there in Asia Minor. But nevertheless, he was preaching to them, and he talks about David, and he quotes from places about David and the promises and covenant that was made with David. He quotes from the 16th division of the Psalms, the 89th division of the Psalm, and the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And that's where our thought will come, the sure mercies of David. But I want you to understand, many times in the Bible, there's many men in many situations are pictures and types of Christ. And David was a picture and type and shadow of Christ, but also he wasn't Christ. So David, the Apostle Paul here is explaining to them just that about David, how he slept with his fathers, and he saw corruptions. And Peter, you'll find in the second chapter of Acts, he made the same statements. He said, David, is he not laid over here? Is he not laid over here, and his body saw corruption? He wasn't a Christ. Even though he was a type and shadow and a picture of it, he wasn't him. But he, for our text, I want to read these few verses here. In the 13th chapter to the 32nd, he said, I will declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promises which was made unto the fathers, God have fulfilled in the same unto their children. He that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And as concerning that, he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption. He said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. And you'll find that in the 53rd and 3rd verse there, right after he says, here let your soul shall live. And he said, wherefore he saith unto another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. So I want to talk about the promises that was made unto David that Christ fulfilled. And I'm so thankful. I don't know about y'all today. Many of y'all may have not had to have mercy like I've had to have it through my life. But there's been so many times that I've saw so many things happen that I've got myself. David said over in that 23rd, what I noticed about that, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I think about us following the Lord. And I believe we should follow the Lord. Never get ahead of Him and not get too far behind Him. But I thought about how He follows us and how our goodness and mercy follows us. And there's so many times I think about in my life that I've took Him places that He did not want to go. And I want you to know today there's been times that I've had to wrestle with Satan. And I want you to know when Satan gets a hold of you, he's not like Jesus. He will never show you no mercy. Once you get a hold of him or he gets a hold of you and you begin to wrestle with him, he will not let go until you submit yourself to God. But I'm so thankful when we submit ourselves to God as a child of God, he will hear our pleas and he will exalt mercy upon us. Mercy, I looked at it, one of the definitions in the Hebrew is pity. And I want you to know there was times I had a cousin, me and him would wrestle, and he was aggravating this person you've ever seen in your life. I loved him to death, but oftentimes, when I got him just right, I mean, if he got you just right, he was stronger than me. And boy, he would hurt you. But every once in a while, I'd get him just right. I'd get a hold of him, get his arm behind his back or something, and I'd get him in a spot, and he'd go to crying, "Mercy, mercy." And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't hardly let go of him. I'd hang on just a little harder because I knew the next time he was going to get me again. I want you to know, that's the way the devil is. He won't show you no mercy. When he gets a hold of you, he'll keep a twisting and a pulling, and he'll keep you in a ditch as long as you're willing to stay there. But thanks be unto God. Surely, goodness and mercy, all things work for good to them that love the Lord and call according to his person. I want you to know, if we'll submit ourselves to God, he will show us pity. And I want you to know there's been so, David saw those times. I want you to realize David went to places he should have never went. And I want you to know, but God had made a promise unto David. I want you to know when he laid with Uriah's wife, and when he took and sent Uriah to be killed on the front lines, I want you to realize, I believe Satan was working on that man there. I'm the man after God's own heart. But God had made promises unto David, and he kept those promises. And I want you to know, when he saves your soul, he made a promise unto you that goodness and mercy should never leave you, that he would always, surely, the sure mercies of David would follow after us. I'm so thankful to know today that even though I'm undeserving of the pity that he's shown me, I want you to know there's been times that I wouldn't have shown the pity to a man that God has shown to me. If Larry had done me the way I've done my Lord and my Savior, it would be hard for me to forgive him. But honey, he has shown pity to me so many times and forgave me when I was undeserving of it. When my heart would be broke and I think there was no hope to look anywhere around me, he showed pity unto me. And I'm so thankful for the times. And I want to try to get into something in here in a minute I'd never noticed before when it comes to concerning David and mercy. I think about my life and once again and all the things I've done. And I think about the times that I've not showed people mercy when I should have. I think about the time that example the Lord has laid before me. A lot of times we get somebody in a bind, we just want to keep them there if we ain't careful, but I'm thankful that he's not that way. I think about how Jacob wrestled with the Lord, the angel of the Lord there. And I want you to know he said he wasn't going to turn loose till he got blessed. And I'm thankful today that when we wrestle with God, He will bless us. There's been times that, honey, I've wrestled with Him. I've been just like Jacob. I've done wrong. I want you to know Jacob had done wrong. He'd lied to his father, and he'd done things he shouldn't have done, and he was trying to make it back to his brother Esau, and he wanted to make things right. But I want you to know something, just like it is with the church. Before that, you can make things right with the church. Before that, you make things right with your brother, you have to make things right with God. And I want you to know that's where he was. He got to the brook there, and he knew his brother was on the other side. And he knew he needed mercy from God. He knew he needed that peace with God before he went any further. And he wrestled with him there. And he said, I'll not let go until I receive my blessing. I'm so thankful that our goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. As he went over there and served for about 20 years over there for Rachel, I want you to know he went over there. When he come back, God had went with him all the way, and it come down to for him to go home. But before he could go, he had to make things right. Don't you think that man was so thankful when God showed him mercy there? There's been so many times that, when we read about David and how he lost the joy of his salvation. I've read that over and over. You read about that. If you didn't know no better, you'd think he was a lost man. He'd got in such a bad shape. But I want you to know when he got to where it wasn't nowhere else to go but the Father, the sure mercies of David had never had left. And he returned unto him with the joy of his salvation. I begin to think about over in the Gospels, and you'll find these, and I ain't going to be much longer. I'm doing good, but I am just a little bit weak. I ain't going to lie to nobody. You can find in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, I don't find an account of it in John's, but you'll find different accounts. And I begin to notice something to do with David and mercy. And it just kind of blew me away. I even went to research, and I couldn't find nobody else that talked about it. And I ain't saying I found something nobody ain't ever seen. I ain't saying that. But I thought it was pretty interesting. It says in the 9th chapter, and this is one of my favorite scriptures. Y'all heard me say it over and over and over, especially during revivals. But when the people were put forth, he went and took her by the hand and made and rose. And the fame hereafter went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying, listen what it says, saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Now, I want us to try to tie mercy and David's kindred, the ones that would follow after him. Who was Jesus? He was the seed of David. And I want you to pay attention to what he's saying here. When they come to him, they said, O son of David, have mercy on us. I want you to realize these people knew that he was going to come through the seed of David. He was going to come from the loins of David. And he knew the promise that had been made to David, the sure mercies of David. And so when they come to him, you'll find when it talks about him being the son of David, it never mentions about the mercies. But when they come to him, coming to Christ, pleading to him, needing help, then they said, O son of David, have mercy on us, the sure mercies of David. I want you to understand something today. There's something to all that. I don't understand it all, but I I know this. You will find it over and over and over when they come to him. Oh, son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on my child. Have mercy on me. I want you to realize today I've had to go to the son of David so many times and ask him to have mercy on me. Let go, Lord. I'm a hurting. This hurts, Lord. So there's been times that I've got myself and the devil's got myself in the position. Sometimes we give credit, the devil credit for things he don't deserve. Sometimes we put ourselves in the ditch. Sometimes we just love the world more than we love God. And then because of that, we walk right off into a ditch. And honey, then we lay there and we suffer for a while. But then finally we'll say, oh, son of David, we'll remember the promise. I want you to know 41 times it says in the Old Testament, his mercy shall endure forever. And the 136th division of the Psalms, there's 26 verses, and every one of them says, his mercy shall endure forever. When I stood outside my little sister's bedroom, I looked through the window. I watched her take her last breath. You say, oh, I wish you wouldn't talk about this. I want you to know something today. When you don't do, if you're not obedient to God, there's a wrestling match going on there. Honey, a wrestling match that went on for 8 years between me and the Lord. Me not being willing to do what I knew what I was supposed to do. I watched her take her last breath. I could not find no peace for days and weeks. And finally, one day, I went over there beside the old grave, her long gone, gone on to heaven. He had showed goodness and mercy to my little sister. He had saved her soul 6 months before she died. You don't think he ain't good? I'd went as far as I go. I just soon to went on and been with him as went any further. Left work, different times, drove by there. Nobody knowed I was going with my wife or nobody else. Several evenings I went by there and spent time at that grave praying and asking God to help me, not being willing to be submissive to everything he'd have me to do. And finally, I just ask for mercy. God, I can't do this no more. I'm willing to do everything you'd have me to do. I done know my call to preach, but I was things that I had to get straightened up in my life. I was going to have to be what he'd have me be, not what I wanted to be. And that was the problem with Jacob. That was the problem with David. That's your problem. You don't want to admit it, but it is. But honey, I begged him and he showed me mercy. Oh, whatever you're going through today, I know you hurt. I see y'all hurt. I know the things you go through. But ain't you thankful that he follows you? Ain't you thankful that goodness and mercy follows you? Ain't you thankful for the sure mercies of David? David's laying over there still in a grave somewhere. But my Lord and Savior is sitting on the throne. Yes, he was a type and a shadow and a picture of Christ, David was, but he was never him. Neither was Abraham, neither was Isaac, neither was Moses, neither was none of them. There's none greater than him. If you need mercy today, ask for mercy. And he'll give mercy. Our nation needs mercy today. Our churches need mercy today. Our homes need mercy today. We as individuals need mercy today. We need the Lord. Sure means true. Just simply true. True pity for somebody like me that don't deserve it. I'm thankful mercy didn't die out with David. I'm thankful he still gives mercy. He still grants grace. Still shows love and kindness. And if you're wrestling with him today, just ask him, and he'll give you mercy. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for loving church and loving God enough to do this again. I pray that this will be the last time we ever have to do it, but I'll tell you this, if it ain't, I pray we'll still be willing to do. Our forefathers served in caves. They ran, they done it. And I want you to tell you right now, it could be a lot worse than what it is. And it's going to get a lot worse. There's going to come a time that we're going to need more mercy in what we do today if we're going to serve the Lord. I appreciate you. I pray that I've been respectful. I know I've slobbered in some. I can't help it. I told myself all the way over here, Lord, I ain't going to do that. And all I am is what I am. I meant for me to be out here by myself. But I wouldn't have had to be by myself. He'd been merciful. And so surely here, out here in this open air, we'll be okay. And I think I'm okay now anyway, but I appreciate you. I love you. If you need to seek the Lord today, we got an altar out here. We got one in there. We'll give you an altar call. But I'm thankful for all he's done for us. Remember all the ones that's hurting and everything today. Everybody just mind the Lord. And I love you. That's all I know to say is I love you. Thank you for letting me do this. Y'all could have just said, no, you just sit in your truck. But I appreciate you letting me. This is my life. When I finally got submissive to his will, everything I do now is about this. If it ever gets a time I can't do this, I pray he takes me on home. Because I just don't know what I'd do. I don't. Sheila wouldn't be able to do nothing with me or nobody else. I love him. Me and him had to wrestle a whole lot of times before I crossed the brook. I've had to beg for forgiveness so many times along the way. But I'm thankful he's always been just to forgive me. Go ahead with your song, brother.